Welcome to You're Not Broken, the only podcast that combines science, medicine, and psychology to re-educate your brain and help you live your best love life. And I'm your host, board-certified female urologist, Dr. Casperson.
All right, we're back with Dr. Hart, and we are going to talk today all about the hymen. This was actually your idea. Thanks for bringing it up. We need to talk about I haven't talked about the hymen yet.
The hymen is interesting. And where this came from was actually another Facebook post in that group that you and I share, where someone was concerned about putting an IUD into a young, like a teenager who was not yet sexually active, because they were afraid that we would rupture the hymen of this person by doing a pelvic exam.
And this was a doctor.
This was a doctor. And I was frankly shocked, because I knew it didn't work that way, but I didn't realize that other people weren't aware. And it was fairly eye-opening for me. I mean, I teach at the medical school here, and one of the things that I teach specifically is that there is no physical aspect of virginity. For 99%+ of people, I could not examine them and tell them whether they were a virgin or not. That's not a thing we can do, because the hymen is not some kind of impenetrable barrier. That's not how it works. But apparently that's not widely understood.
Right. Well, I saw a social media post, and it said, virginity is a social construct. And it had never been put so simply to me before.
That's one of the slides in my med school lecture.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, that men have created, that they're the ones that define what a virgin means, and they're the ones that change things for us. Like, it just goes, there's so many different levels of that.
So many. I mean, so what does that mean for a woman who's a lesbian, who never has penis in vagina sex? She's a virgin forever? Like, that's ridiculous. She could be very sexually active. Why are we defining her sexual status by what is it about a penis that's supposed to be so life-changing for us? I'm really unclear.
Right. And I mean, the other thing it brings, there's so many things this brings up, but like that, again, penis in vagina sex is what sex is, and nothing else is sex. Again, going back to the same sex couples of like, women have sex with putting nothing in their vagina.
In fact, that's usually the best sex for women.
That's the sex we're trying to get them to have. So let's step back for the people in the back seats. What's a hymen?
So theoretically, a hymen in history was believed to be this sort of thin membrane of tissue that blocked access to the vagina. And the first time that you had penetrative sex, it would break and it would bleed. And I mean, historically, blood on the bedsheets was used as proof that a marriage had been consummated. And if you didn't have blood on the bedsheets, your husband could leave you because you weren't a virgin at your wedding. So there's a lot of historical misogyny to the understanding of a hymen. What it really is a tiny, thin, flexible ridge of tissue at the back of the vagina. Some people don't even have one. The people who do not have, it's not a barrier. It doesn't break. It just stretches. It's like you'd never know it was there. It's a tiny bit of tissue. Some people, it can be a little bit larger, but it's generally still fleshy. So you might see like a little, if you were to look really closely, you might see like a little, you're like, is that a skin tag? I'm not really sure. And that's just a little piece of the hymen. There are a very, very tiny number of people who have a hymen that is more enthusiastic than that, that actually causes an obstruction or a barrier. And we call that imperforate hymen. And it's really rare. I've seen one in my career. So it's extremely rare. This is not a common problem. And most people, unless you're a doctor with doctor's tools, would not be able to see the hymen if you tried. It's not something you can visualize. It's small. It's in the vagina. It's stretchy. I've seen women deliver babies without actually rupturing their hymen.
Such important info. And I think just to normalize this for people, like, because I know where some brains are going to go. They're going to be like, why did women get, what's the meaning? But it's like, dude, some babies are born with an extra like tongue tie that needs to be released. We all have appendixes that maybe had to use, but don't anymore. Wisdom teeth come to mind. Earlobes that are attached versus earlobes that aren't attached. So I'm just wanting to normalize, like, our bodies tried the best they can, and it doesn't mean there's like any meaning behind any of this.
There's not a lot of logic. There is an interesting theory. Now, I don't know how true it is, but there's a theory that in infants, the hymen helps protect against having their poop end up in their vagina.
Yep, I've read that.
I don't know whether it's true or not.
I know, I'm so freaking close to getting the second kid out of diapers. So I'm still like intimately involved with poop in the vulva. But yes. Like, it's amazing that the vulva can sit in a bunch of poop and these people are not getting recurrent urinary tract infections.
I know, it's pretty impressive actually.
It's pretty impressive. Like, that's a good microbiome. I can't believe it's just because the hymen doesn't cover the urethra. Right?
So no, like,
it doesn't even
all.
Protect against urinary tract infections. But yeah, I've heard that theory too. I like it. It's not bad. It's not shamey.
Yeah, totally. Like, okay, so for infants in diapers, maybe it has a purpose. By the time you're a teenager, that purpose is probably not an issue anymore, mm-hmm. You know, unless you have some sort of disability, which is a separate issue. And so, yeah, I mean, I put IUDs in 10 to 12 year olds, not infrequently, and it goes easy. And it's usually easier than in adults. They tend to be less hyperdramatic.
God bless. I think that this is such an important topic and it kind of makes me think of like, this is my public service announcement for like looking at your vulva. Because I will see women who, one of two reasons they're seeing me. Number one, they've recently thought that looking at their vulva was a good idea and they have no comparisons to like, it's always looked this way. And so they're like, what's this growth? What's this mass? And it's a hymenal remnant or a take from the hymen. Or I see them sent from primary care. They come to see me because they have something in their vagina and it's their hymen. So that's like, look at yourself, but it's good to look at yourself now. So like, you know, going forward, if it's not hurting, it's not bleeding, it's not growing or changing, it's probably normal.
Yeah. Get a good baseline before you then panic because something has changed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing how many people come and see me because they just discovered their urethra.
Oh, fascinating.
They're like, what's this? It's hard. When I stand up and push on it, it's hard. I'm like, that's your urethra and your pubic bone. It's always been there.
Yeah, you pee through that. You want one of those.
Yeah.
Leave that alone.
We're not going to get rid of that.
Yeah, just leave that one alone.
I mean, the other thing about like hymens and virginity is like, until you turn the mirror on people to start looking at like, this was completely made up, people. Like, this was completely made up to control women.
Well, and the controlling thing, like, so the blood on the bed sheets that I was talking about historically was usually vaginal abrasions caused by rough, painful penetration of a person who was not aroused, who was not ready, who was not enjoying it, who had no lubrication, and their vagina tore. That's why they bled. And that's why women who were virgins tended to bleed on their wedding night, because they didn't know what to expect and they weren't ready and they weren't enjoying it. And they tore, and that's why they bled. Like, not only does it control women, it actively contributes to harming women because they expect to bleed. They expect pain. And that's total garbage.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the more I learn about like expanding the definition of sex for women to include women's pleasure is like, we narrowed it so narrow to the man controls what the definition of sex is for women. And part of that is the virginity. And now you've been sexually active because that's what makes the penis owner have pleasure. Like, you can't unsee that anymore once you see it that way.
Totally. And I think there's a common misconception that people need to know. Virgins are not tighter in the vagina than people who have had sex.
Part one.
You cannot stretch a vagina with a penis and make it bigger. That is not how vaginas work at all. How tight you are is 100% dependent on what the muscles in your pelvis are doing. If those muscles are strong or if they are angry and spasmed, you will feel very tight. You will also potentially have pain. If those muscles are relaxed, or if they've been stretched from things like having a baby, then you will be less tight, but you can exercise those muscles to make them more tight. It doesn't actually, like, we couldn't go and surgically tighten the vagina. It doesn't work, because what makes a vagina tight is the muscles, not the skin.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And a penis can't tell how many other penises have been there before.
No, they are not that good. They don't have that kind of psychic power.
Yeah, so important to talk about. Thank you so much today for coming. And I'm hoping that we're going to get a lot of comments on the hymen and realize like what people are thinking about this, because we never talk about the hymen and the social construct of virginity. So thank you so much for bringing it up today.
Yeah, you betcha. I hope that it helps with people seeing sex from a less misogynistic perspective.
We all need more of that. Thank you.